Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Come into your presence, Lord, once again, to renew that friendship that we have, to talk with you and listen to you and allow your word to change my heart. What a privileged moment, what a blessed moment we have right now, Lord, to talk. So I open my heart to listen to your word, to be transformed by you. Pray that I would put no resistance to your word, that I would be able to read the signs of the times in your word to respond accordingly. So I come into your presence in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe in you. I begin this time of prayer by activating my faith, hope, and love, those fundamental virtues of the spiritual life. I believe in you. I believe that you envelop my life with your presence and love, that through grace, through baptism, I am rooted in you. I am built on you. I am flowing from you and will return to you, that my whole existence is within the mystery of Christ, within the mystery of God, that who I am as a Christian, as a son of God, as a priest, is totally enveloped and enraptured in God himself through grace. Yes, I can use my human will at times to rebel, but I believe, Lord, that my fundamental explanation of who I am is you. And I hope in you. I hope in you and your goodness and your love. I hope in your care for me. I hope in who you are. I hope in your eternal benevolence and kindness and goodness all the days of my life. And I love you, Lord. I love how much you focus on me. Every time I turn to you, you're there. Every time I turn my heart to you, you're there. Every time I'm challenged with a cross or difficulty and I turn to you, you're there. I love your attentiveness, your availability to me. Thank you, Jesus. I humble myself before you and I listen to you. I sit at your feet and I lean on your heart like John. I hope that you'll speak to me, whisper to me, reveal your heart to me. Luke 21:29-33. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourself and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Lord, I listen to you in this parable. Parables are always simple references to physical realities that are apparent to everyone. And to read into those simple realities a spiritual truth, a similarity. It's like, right? And here you point my attention to trees. Everyone knows what a tree is. Everyone has seen a tree's buds burst open. And that sprout of new life, of growth, of the next season's step of growth become apparent. The potential that was there dormant throughout the winter, finally reaching the conditions that are perfect for it to then burst out publicly, visibly. The realization, fruitfulness of all that was going on under the surface for those winter months. You say, like, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. And these things you're referring to are like the signs of the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the nations and agony and the turmoil and the ocean. All of these end time type things, Lord. And admittedly, Lord, we see some of those things, the wars, the natural disasters, the conflicts, these messages of Our Lady, Lord, so many things. It's hard not to see your hand bringing humanity to some kind of message and conversion. If not the end times, it certainly feels like a change of epoch. But regardless of whether it is or it isn't, regardless of how cataclysmic future years will be, doesn't matter, Lord, my response is the same. When I see these things, know that you're near. But Lord, I want to say you're always near. There's always evil at work. There's always disasters happening. There's always opportunities for us to reject your action or embrace your action. That spiritual battle is always happening. And in a sense, I'm seeing the bud of new life springing up continuously. You're always near, Lord. I don't need to wait for the big moment, the big judgment, the end times, to respond and prepare to see your action. I see it all the time, Lord. And it's not to downplay that I need to be ready, but it's just to reinforce in my own heart, Lord, the best strategy to be ready is to always be ready, to always be noticing your action, to always be examining myself, to not be gambling on, I've got time. Doesn't matter, it's not that serious yet. Lord, I don't want to live in one of these Russian roulettes with the hour of death. I want to live always in communion with you, ready, available, present to you. So I want to always be looking for the ways you're springing to life, the buds on the trees, and see in that a preparation, an invitation to constantly be aware and preparing. And when you say, Jesus, that this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place, I read in that, Jesus, your death and resurrection. Your embracing man's aggression and rejection and transforming that sinfulness into new life. Taking upon yourself as a scapegoat our sins. Laying down your life as a sacrificial victim, the lamb. Receiving it all and responding, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Of not grasping on your identity as God, but being willing to be counted as a slave. Being born in the likeness of men. And therefore, God has highly exalted you, given you a name above every other name. That's why, because you were willing to not grasp at your rights, at your identity, at the privileges that came with your divinity, but you were willing to let it all go and to be made like your brothers, sinner, and to take the full wrath that was justified from your Father. And being fully man, you could fully represent us. And being fully God, you could fully forgive us. And you became that bridge to everlasting life. And so heaven and earth could pass away, but your words won't. And that when you died and rose, the fullness of time was fulfilled. And all the things that were foreseen happened. That generation didn't pass away until they saw its fulfillment. And yes, and if time, this needs to happen once again at the end of time, that this passion, death, and resurrection and its fruits of redemption through humanity that continues in time and space through the grace of the church and get worked out in fear and trembling over these years of history, running up to the time when you will finally realize the fullness of that salvation by letting the victory won by Christ and the judgment won by Christ happen, the end of time. Nonetheless, it's only a fulfillment of that mystery that began and happened fully in the death of Christ. It's fully realized eternally there, but it's executed on in time and space, and it will come to its conclusion at the end of time. I know this is a mystery, Lord, but I love to lean into your words and see how, in fact, it was fulfilled in that generation that saw you die and rise. And yet it's also being fulfilled in my life and will be fulfilled at the end of time. Lord, give me during this day a heart that can see your work and your action. Give me this day a mind and heart that's looking at what you're doing and learning from it. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.